Hello, it's Fiona Scott. I haven't booed for a long time for a variety of reasons. But there's lots to talk about today. And part of that is thanks to a tip-off from a guy on Twitter, at Dean Reed, and also on Audioboo. I got an upgrade from 3 minutes to 6 minutes, which I'm very excited about. And this is actually the first time I've used it since I got the upgrade. So, because my head's been in a very busy and kind of thinking about doing a lot of different things and where I was kind of wanting the direction of Audioboo to go. And I'm still working on that. That's still very much a work in progress. So a big thank you to at Dean Reed for that. And I've had an amazing weekend, really wonderful weekend. Meeting another guy from Twitter and going sort of meeting him, and he sort of stayed camped overnight in our garden, and we went for a walk in the Shropshire Hills, and that's at Daylight Gambler, Phil. And you know when you sort of maybe been tweeting with someone, or you kind of been following someone through a social media forum, and you kind of think, yeah, they look kind of quite interesting, and they say some interesting things, and maybe I haven't actually interacted with them directly as much as my partner Nina has. And then you meet this person in real life, and you just kind of go, oh my god, they're so, oh my god, in a nice way. They're so interesting, and you just kind of have that click, and there's a connection, and there's something about the way they express themselves and the things they say, and just how relaxed you feel with them. And you kind of, it just gives you a really warm feeling. And I think Nina and I both had that with Phil very much. Sat talking. Sorry, I had a slight interruption there. But yeah, I think Nina and I both felt that sense of relaxation and real pleasure in Phil's company. So it was a genuine privilege to get to meet him and spend some time talking with him. And, you know, from everything he said, he enjoyed meeting us too, which is always nice to have that feedback. And I really look forward to chatting with him more and hopefully meeting up with him again and going for more walks and really kind of building on what I hope will become a very important, valued friendship. So yeah, that was really special. And then this morning, Nina and I have been talking about our civil ceremony, which is coming up 2 weeks on Wednesday. Oh my god, how did that happen? Seriously, how did that happen? And I've been quite chilled out about it, going, yeah, it's quite simple. It's a low-key affair, and there's not that much to plan. There's not that much to prepare, and a couple of our plans have sort of gone a little bit tits up. And we're now having the reception back at our house, and it's just like, oh, so you know when we were saying there wasn't much to organise? Okay, there really is now. So this morning has been planning and kind of making out a, right, we need to do this, this and this by such and such a date, and then we need to contact this, and then we need to do, so just kind of planning out a schedule of everything that we need to do. And it's really exciting. And what makes me laugh is we're sort of looking over the wording of the ceremony to find out where, because we want to have a couple of readings, which is a little bit of a departure from the norm. And there's not actually anywhere in the service to put the readings in. So I was kind of reading it thinking, well, you could probably have one there and you could slip one in there. And neither of us can get through reading the ceremony without bursting into floods of tears. They're happy tears. They're really happy, really emotional tears. You know, when something just really strikes a chord and really moves you and touches you on a very deep level. So this morning's been very happy talking about our plans and very moving. And I really, really can't wait. We've been together. When we get married on the 12th of December, we will have been together for 12, well, not together together, we'll have met, that'll be our 4 year anniversary of having met for the first time in real life. And it's been an amazing 4 years. And thank you very much at Smyrny Outdoors. You have touched my heart and my life and made me a better person. And I'm getting all teary again, so I'm going to go. But actually, I'm not going to go. Watch this space, because I'm thinking about doing a lot of things and trying to get more of a handle on Twitter and my blog and Audioboo, and trying to get some sort of coherence with it. So hopefully this will all get a little bit more busy and it should take on a bit of a shape and stuff. But thank you for listening. And that was my first 6-minute boo. So thank you again at Dean Reed. Take care, everybody. Have a good rest of the weekend. Bye.